The Florida Humanities Council is seeking active duty military, veterans, and their family members who would like to share their stories as part of the Telling Project. The deadline to apply for Telling Pensacola is this Friday, July 10th. For details, WUWF's Sandra Averhart spoke with the project's production manager, Lisa Powers.
Lisa, tell us about the Telling Project. This is a national storytelling project designed to help us understand better the military and veterans experience.
Exactly. The Telling Project was founded by Jonathan Way in 2008 as a way to help bridge the gap between the civilian population and the veteran population. It's really taken off. A lot of major cities are having actually sometimes their second telling projects. So it's a really wonderful, wonderful thing that we have brought to Florida, we being the Florida Humanities Council. We had our first production this past spring called Telling Tampa Bay, and now we're mounting a production with Pensacola veterans called Telling Pensacola.
Now tell us more about what it is exactly. This is an on-stage theatrical storytelling experience.
Exactly. So about 1% of the population we know has served, and the civilian population, there's a huge discrepancy between what the civilian population understands and what our veterans have experienced. In the times of the ancient Greeks, it was very common for combat veterans to come home and the whole town would come together and they would tell their stories so that people understood what sacrifices were made and how to help the veterans reintegrate back into society. And we've sort of lost that. And the Telling Project and Telling Pensacola is a way to sort of bring that storytelling back. These are veterans telling their own stories in their own words, and it's done through performance, and it's really powerful.
Now, you mentioned that you are gearing up for Telling Pensacola. You are accepting applications through this Friday. Who is eligible to submit an application for this?
Mm-hmm. Military veterans from any era, from any decade, from any time of service, and their immediate family members. So spouses, mothers, you know, children whose parents served, their perspective is a voice we'd like to hear as well. So military veterans and family members.
What about active duty personnel if they want to participate?
Absolutely, active duty personnel. There will be 12 submissions that will be pulled to come in for interview. The interviews will take place August 7th through the 10th. They'll last about 2 hours per person. From those interviews, we will select about an average of 6 to 8 stories that we will take that will be staged.
Well, given that there are so few slots, what are you looking for in the end, trying to get as diverse a group on stage as possible?
Yes, and that's a great question. We're not looking for anything, but from the submissions, we will make sure that we are pulling in a group that represents all aspects of military life. So we're looking for a range of service, gender, branch, all of those things, and hopefully some family members, so that we're getting a lot of different voices. We're getting a lot of different experiences.
Tell us about the process for applying and even the form.
It will ask you what branch you served in, the years that you served, if you have received outside services, what sort of things you've run into with your transitioning back into civilian life. And then it just most importantly asks you why you would like to participate. And I would say most of the applicants say they want to participate because they think that their story should be heard and that it might help others.
This is Telling Pensacola, but is it also open to Okaloosa-Walton?
It's open to any Florida veterans who, if they're willing to make the drive to come out to rehearsal, because there will be a rehearsal process, there is a commitment. There is about a month-long commitment involved in this whole process because, you know, we are mounting a production. You'll get some actor training and, you know, we'll move you around on the stage and get you ready and confident to be able to stand in front of a group of people and tell your story.
Lisa, if you would give us again the timeline for this project, Telling Pensacola.
So right now we are currently accepting submissions for interviews, and you can go to www.floridahumanities.org veterans and fill in a submission form. That deadline will be July 10th. August 7th through the 10th, we will be having the interviews. We will select 12 submissions to be interviewed. We'll begin rehearsals about October 16th. Our first performance is at Pensacola Little Theater on November 8th at 2:30. Our second performance will be at WSRE Studios. That is November 10th at 7 p.m. All of the performances, there's no charge for admission, so there's no tickets to purchase, and they're all open to the public.
Lisa Powers is production manager for the Florida Humanities Council Telling Pensacola Project. Again, the deadline for applications is this Friday, July 10th. More information and registration available at floridahumanities.org/veterans. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.